在圣经里面有一些词句是专门是从神，就是用在神身上的，是人不能用的。
There's some words or phrases in the Bible specifically for God, not for men.
像赐福。
Like a giving blessing.
我不能跟我的女儿说我赐福给你。
I can say to my daughter that I bless you.
讲到赐福，英文没有办法分辨哈，赐福跟祝福。
Giving blessing or be blessed.
Just to learn Chinese, 赐福 and 祝福不一样。
So Chinese are 赐福 giving blessing, and 祝福 be blessed are different.
So Chinese 比较丰富，对不对？
Yeah, Chinese words are more abundant.
神赐福我们。
God gives blessings to us.
当中没有人可以说我赐福给你。
None of us can say I give blessing to you.
我们没有那个位置，也没有那个条件。
We don't have the position nor the power.
所以在弟兄姐妹里面，有人很反对说神祝福你。他说神应该用赐福的，不是祝福的。
Some say that we should say God give blessing to you instead of God bless you.
还有一个词叫做应许。
Another word is the word promise.
应许就是答应。而且容许或者是许可。
That means that something that's being promised, that something will be fulfilled.
你可以说我答应你，我容许你，我许可你。
It means that I grant you, I give you permission.
我不能说 John, 我应许你。
I cannot say John, I promise you.
应许是专属神用的。
But the word promise is only for God.
如果你把圣经里面应许这两个字或神的应许拿掉的话，
If you take out the word promise or God's promise from the Bible,
这个就不成书了。
Then this book is nothing.
因为这里面充满着神的应许。
Because it contains full of God's promises.
66卷里面大概旧约小先知书有几卷，还有路德。路德事实上没有提到应许，可是路德是应许的实现。所以呢，你可以说你找不到每一卷圣经里找不到，他虽然没有提到应许，可是你没有找得到一卷是不讲到应许的。
Now, besides Ruth and some of the minor prophets that do not specifically say the word promise, but every book has the either specifically or implicitly the word promise.
所以如果你是基督徒，
So if you are a Christian,
你竟然不知道什么是神对你的应许，
If you do not know God's promise for you,
太可惜了。
Then it's a pity.
因为当你成了他的儿女之后，
Because once you become God's children,
他有一个用不完的应许的仓库。
Because he has a barn full of God's promises.
只要你有那一把钥匙，
If you only have the key to that barn,
你要什么就有什么。
Whatever you want, you will have it.
有没有人说我什么都不要？
Any of you can say that I do not need anything?
我想有人活的是什么都不要。
Some say that I do not need
anything.
为什么？ Why?
没有期待了。
Because of no expectation.
已经失望了。
Because it already despair.
没有能力再活下去了。
Because it has no strength to live
continually. 像行尸走肉一样。
It's someone that has really is hopeless.
所以你会觉得说没有感觉了，也没有需要了。
So I don't need anything, I have no feeling.
我相信当中没有人希望这样子活着。
I don't think any of us would like to live like that.
在圣经里面谈应许最多的是生命记。
The most book that contains a promise is the Deuteronomy.
那照理讲，《生命记》我们有一个成语说“三生五令”，哈，三令五申。Okay.
The Chinese has a saying that if you have a commandment, if you keep on repeating and repeating,
一再的叮咛，一再的叮咛。
Yeah, keep on repeating and say it differently, and then just for people to know what the commandment is.
这个生命记本来是在讲他神的诫命的。
So Deuteronomy talks about God's commandments.
竟然是讲应许讲最多的。
And then this book contains the most promises.
所以可想而知，这个应许跟这个诫命两个是有很重要的关系。
Therefore, the word promise and the commandments are closely related.
什么叫做应许跟诫命的关系？
So what's the relationship between promise and commandment?
这个模式是这样的，你如果这样，我就让他怎么样。
That means that if you do this, then this will happen.
所以有没有条件？
Which means that there is a conditional.
有没有条件？
There's a condition.
有条件的。
There's a condition.
为什么在神的应许答应给我们的下面还带着条件呢？
Why is that God's promise contains condition?
因为他要帮助我们，带我们能够真的享受应许。
Because he wants to lead us into the promise.
就像父母亲给孩子答应说，如果你怎么样，我就给你什么。
Just like with children, we say that if you do this, then I will do this.
那我们称为叫做鼓励奖励，对不对
？Then we say that we encourage we.
因为要为了让他帮助他能够做得好，然后他就有奖赏。
Because we want to help them to do well, so that they will receive the rewards.
所以这是很合理的。
This is a very reasonable.
比如说，我们想信耶稣。
For example, if you want to be a believer of Jesus,
然后圣经里面有个应许。
And then the Bible has a promise.
神说他将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because the scripture says that for those who believe in Jesus, who will not be perished but have an eternal life.
应许是永生。
So the promise is the eternal life.
条件是什么？
The condition is
相信。
To believe.
你相信了，然后有永生。
If you believe, you have eternal life.
对基督徒来说。
So for Christians.
圣经有一个应许说，求必得着。
Ask, it shall be given.
所以你要得着你怎么办
？So if you want to receive,
你需要做什么
？What do you need to do？
你需要求。
Ask。
但是你说，可是我求还是得不着。
But then you say that I asked, but I had nothing。
好，你第一道门你求了。
So the first you asked。
你就进入了神的这个应许的这个仓库里面了。
So then you enter into the promise of barn.
那你要看看你所求的有没有在神的这些项目里面。
And then you have to look for all these promises whether it's in the storage.
这有一个观念很重要，我要为什么要跟你这样讲
？So I want to tell you this is a very important concept.
这个求必得着的意思不是说我祷告神就给我。
It, when you ask, it will be given. Does not mean that when you pray for anything, you get anything.
是神给了应许，神已经讲下那句话说，我你怎么样，我就怎么样。因为有这个，所以我们才有结果。
Because under the premises of that, if God says if you do this, then we will get this. It's under that promise.
我们之所以祷告蒙垂听的原因，是因为神答应了，已经在那里了。那我们按着神的方法去领了神要给我们的。
Our prayers been answered under premises of that He already promised He will do that. Then we will receive.
我不晓得没有讲清楚这一点，不是因为我求是原因。
It's not that the cause is that we asked.
原因是什么？
The cause is.
原因是什么？
The cause is.
神已经应许在这里了。原因是因为神已经答应要给我们了。
He already promised that he said that he is going to do it.
所以不要把求当作一个工具。
So do not treat the asking as a tool.
你说我求了。
You say you asked.
可是没有。
But I got nothing.
雅各说。你得不着是你不求，如果求又得不着，是因为你妄求。
James said that if you do not get it because you do not ask, and then if you ask that you do not get it, then you are asking in vain.
所以有的人他就说，说来说去都是你的话。
So we say that okay, overall it's all you're doing.
反正就是我不对，神都对。
It's my fault. It's not your fault.
没有错。
That is true.
因为神的应许是出于神的连续。
Because his promise is out of his compassion.
他没有欠我们。
He does not owe us anything.
可是呢，他愿意用一本圣经来给你一个应许的仓库。
But then he wanted to give us his promise in a book.
如果你不要这里面的，要别的。
If you do not want the promise in that book,
那你不能到神的应许的仓库来找，你要到别的地方去找。
If you don't want to come to his storage and go somewhere else.
知道什么是神的应许，跟知道什么不是神的应许，对基督徒很重要。
So for Christians, it's so important to know what is in God's promise and what is not.
免得你误解了神。
Unless you misunderstand God.
也免得别人因为你不想信耶稣。
And then lest that because of you, that people do not become a believer.
我们有一首歌叫做《神未曾应许天色常蓝》，这个对不对？天色有时候下雨，有时候阴天，有时候晴天，对不对
？There's him saying that sometimes we have a cloudy days.
所以你们都觉得很合理。
And then it's reasonable, right?
然后花香也不会长慢，不会常常花，花也不是都是一直开着，它会谢掉，然后会开啊，所以不一定有花香。
And then flowers fragrances is not.Forever. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't.
所以，如果你的祷告说神啊， 不能下雨，都要晴天的话，可不可能？
So if you pray to God and say, I want sunny day all the time, is that possible?
不是神不可能。
It's not that he's impossible.
而是他如果没有应许的，他应许要有春风，要春雨，要有秋什么？春风秋雨，好，他要有这些，然后我们的植物才能够长大。不是在他的应许里面的，你当然找不到答案。
So because he established that the spring winds and then autumn rain to sustain the nature, so without his promise, then you will not be able to get that.
所以你需要知道什么是神的应许，在这本圣经里面。
So you must know what promises are in God's word.
然后你就找得到。
And then if you can't find it, then you're not going to get it.
我们来看看什么叫做应许。
So let's look at what is God's promise.
第一个是一定会实现的。
First is that this will be realized.
百分之百跟你保证。
100% guaranteed.
记得哦。
It will be confirmed.
应许是只有神的。我现在讲了没有？不是人答应的，甚至神的应许一定会实现。
So God's promise, He will do what 100%.
你知道神是全能的神。
Because He's omnipotent.
但是有些事情他做不到，你知道吗？
And then, but yet there are things that he cannot do.
你有没有吓一跳？我这样讲。
Are you surprised?
他有些事他是做不到的。
There are things that he cannot do.
圣经说他不能说谎。
He cannot lie.
你不能逼神说谎。
You cannot force him to lie.
因为神是什么？圣洁的神。
Because he is a holy God.
神是公义的神。
He's a just God.
在他里面没有虚谎。
In him there's no deceit.
然后你能叫神说谎吗？
So can you then force God to lie?
你说神啊，求你帮我说个谎吧。
So, oh God, help me to lie.
所以神是对他的应许，他是不会说谎的，他是不会食言的。
So he cannot lie to his promise.
所以他所答应的，他一定会实现。
So if he promised it, he will do it.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
不是现在，是未来的事情。
It's something
还没有实现，要实现那是未来的事情。
Something that will happen in the future.
所以所谓的应许就是说，我的未来的一些保障，我确定会发生的，都在神的应许里面。
So God's promise contains the things that He will do is guaranteed in the future.
这个带给我们安全感。
So this will give us a sense of security.
你有安全感吗？
Do you have a sense of security?
这个世界现在充满着泡泡。
There are so many bubbles in this world.
充满着泡泡，什么泡泡？广告吹的泡泡。
There's a bubble from the advertisement.
任何的那种啊，那个商业的泡泡。
There's an economic bubbles.
我们的那个退休金的泡泡有没有
？There's the 401k bubbles.
结果怎么样？结果怎么样
？And at the end, what happened?
一个一个就爆掉了。
They burst.
有没有？哦，你本来就想说一定会这样。
You think that this is going to happen?
我这样投资一定会这样。
I invest, I'm going to make money.
一定要这样，但是没有这样。
But it didn't happen.
因为它的变数太大了。
Because there are so many variables.
不是你可以操控的。
It's nothing that you can control.
除了外面的泡泡，还有自己吹的。
And then there's not only that, there's the bubbles that you will blow.
如果你是一个很喜欢吹泡泡、做白日梦、梦这个、梦那个，我想一定要这样，而且我一定要追求到这样的话，那。你会遭受很多的失望。
Some of us may have a daydream, and we have grand plans, and then sometimes we'll not be able to.
如果你的生活中好好的在神的应许里面的话，你就不会有这种恐惧感或者是不确定感。
So if we live on God's promise, we have a sense of security, then we will live a very big peace.
第二点
，Second，
应许是神出于他自己的恩宠，他爱我们，他爱你。他甘心的，没有条件的。我讲的没有条件，就是说他自己没有说你跟他换什么他才给，不是这样。他愿意这样子给你。
And then also God's mercy and grace and compassion that He gives us this promise.
他没有欠你。
He doesn't owe us.
所以这是出于神的连续，出于神的爱。
So it's from His love and compassion.
是他主动的。
It's a he proactively giving to us.
不像我们现在很多孩子，妈，我要啦，我要啦，然后就哭，开始哭，开始在地上躲的话，好好好，买给你，不是这样子产生的。
It's not like the kids and throwing a temper tantrum, and then a mom said, "Okay, fine, I'll give you."
神先想好说，我要给你这个孩子。
So God said, "Child, I'm going to give this to you."
一定会实现。
Guarantee will be fulfilled.
第三个应许一个特质就是呢。要有条件。
And then the third characteristic of the promise is that it's conditional.
我们刚才讲过，应许一定会带着一个神说，你若怎么样，就会有这个结果。
Because the promise says that if you do this, then is this going to happen?
如果不是这样的话，神是一个纵容的神。
If he does not have a condition, then he will spoil us.
你想想看，如果神是这样的神，哇！你要的我给你，孩子，我喜欢你，我给你。
If God were like, hey child, I love you, you can have anything you want.
然后那边有一个说，你看，神都不爱我，只爱他。
And then the other child might say, hey, God loves you this way, and how come he does not love me?
所以神不能纵容我们。
So he cannot spoil us.
他有一个领取应许的一个标准。
So he has established a standard in our promise.
所以应许一定会实现，你不会失望。
So promise will be fulfilled, guaranteed.
神的应许。一定会实现。
And God's promise will be fulfilled.
然后是神自己当然要给我们的。
And then He proactively wants to give it to us.
他自己让他实现。
He wants this to happen to you.
然后应许是有条件的。
And the promise is conditional.
那你说，那我为什么需要应许？我不没有应许，我没有活在，我没有去知道神有什么应许，那我活得很好。
So you may say that I live comfortably without God's promise. Why do I care?
那我告诉你一下，有神的应许，活在神的应许里面。你会有什么样的这种生命的力量？
So let me tell you, if you live in God's promise, and then this will be your life.
然后你问你是说，我需要这些吗？
And then ask yourself, do you need them?
第一个，
First,
你会有勇气。
You will be bold.
意思是说，你不会害怕。
Means that you will not fear.
如果你说害怕也没关系，害怕就这样过去，那当然你就会想说我不需要。
You may say that I can live in fear, then I don't need boldness.
我知道害怕是很可怕的。
I know that fear is very fearful.
特别是有恐惧症的人。
Especially if people have a phobia.
那如果你有恐惧症的人，你就知道那有多可怕。
And then if you have some kind of phobia, then you know the fear is.
在神的应许里面，你有勇气。
But in God's promise, you have courage.
你记得神怎么样答应那个约书亚吗？
Do you remember
很有名的四个字？
Do you remember how God promised Joshua?
刚强壮胆
，Be bold，
表示说如果约书亚也会害他，如果 很勇敢，神不用这样子鼓励他。
If Joshua were very brave, then God probably would not have to mention this.
好，你会有信心的成长。
And then second, you will have the growth of your faith.
如果你有你在这个应许里面，在神的应许的这个生活里面的话，你会有期待，你会有盼望。
So if you live in God's promise, then you will have some expectation.
你知道人生里面充满着没有办法合乎你期待的事情吗？
There's so many things in your life that's out of your expectation.
是你没有办法去控制的，然后呢，你想要不到的。
It's out of your control. You cannot get it.
但是如果你有神的应许的时候，你活在那种很有盼望，你不会失望的这样的一个情况。
And then if you live in God's promise, then you will live with hope.
如果你有神的应许，你会有耐心。
And then if you have God's promise, then you will be patient.
我们当中如果有人很希望有耐心的话，
If you want to be more patient,
他的方法当然是患难生忍耐了哈。但是呢，我想如果你多有神的应许，你存的多有神的应许，然后呢，你在应许里面，你就可以帮助你的耐心的成长。
And then, although Scripture says that suffering produces perseverance, but if we live in God's promise, then we will be persevered.
我常想说，如果你不从这个容易就是说你带着神的应许，然后因为是神要给的，神的时间、神的方式，你就要等，对不对？那你等就会有耐心。啊，如果你一定要用应试的来学习 tough learning 的话，就是从患难，但是最好就从应许里面，躲在应许里面，让你能够耐心可以成长。
And then we can certainly learn the perseverance in more a easier way by standing on God's promise, by expecting that His will be fulfilled. So we have a build up our perseverance. And then of course, then if we don't choose it, then we may have to learn in the tough lessons that the suffering produces perseverance.
如果你活在神的应许里面，你会有方向。
And then if we live in God's promise, then we will have a direction.
你不会迷失。
That you will not get lost.
我们没有那么聪明到什么都有答案。
We are not that smart to have the answers in all occasions.
即使那个 GPS 也会出错，对不对？
Sometimes the GPS also make errors.
所以呢，当我们有神的应许的时候，
So when we have God's promise,
你总是有方向。
Then you will have a direction.
为什么？
Because
我不是讲过吗？神给你一个 约一个条件，让你一定要走到这个条件里，那个就是你的方向。
Because the direction is actually is the condition of that promise.
那个规范，那个条件是很重要的，对孩子也是很重要。
The boundary of that promise is very important.
然后我们就有力量。
Then we will have strength.
我们有喜乐。
We have joy.
我们会有安息。
And we have peace.
什么叫安息
？What is peace?
你不会被外面的环境打乱掉。
That we will not be disturbed by the external force.
你不会慌乱。
That we will not lose control.
当耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus was born,
天使说，平安归给他所喜悦的人。
The angels proclaimed that peace on earth.
耶稣的名字叫做平安，他的名字里面有一个意义，就是平安，和平的君王。
Jesus' name is the Prince of Peace.
他到世界上来就是要给我们平安。
He came to this world to give us peace.
我恐怕有很多人不晓得自己活在不平安的生活里面。
I'm afraid that some of you may not know that you are living in not a peaceful environment.
焦虑。
That we worry.
然后情绪上上下下。
Then our feelings go up and down.
然后圣经说呢，让基督的平安在你里面做主。
And then the scripture says that may the Lord's peace be in you.
所以我们稍微了解一下什么叫做应许。
So let's look at God's promise.
然后呢，你可以有一个一点点概念，就是说，事实上应许就是神说了，然后说了就算了这样子的话。
Basically, that God's promise is that God said it, so be that.
那它是我们跟神之间的一个很重要的一个联系点。
And the promise is a very important connection between us and God.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
我们先来看一下如何活在应许中。为什么我说应许是我们跟神的一个连接的一个方法
？Why do I say that promise is the connection between God and us?
因为圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，我们需要用相信来抓住应许。
Because we need to grab God's promise with faith.
在这里有一个经节，我们看到起来念来，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Galatians
3:14.
He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
此外还有很多经节告诉你，你相信神的应许。
There are many other scriptures says that you believe in God's promise.
什么叫做相信
？What does a believing mean?
我脑筋知道了。
I know in my head.
然后我心里面确定了。
And my heart has confirmed.
我甘心情愿的接受这样子的一个应许。
And now willingly to receive to accept this promise.
然后我抓住这个应许。
Then I grab it.
等着神来实现。
And wait for God to fulfill.
所以，当你相信的时候，你相信神，对不对
？So when we believe in God.
圣经说，人非有信，不能讨神的喜悦。
Without faith, we cannot please God.
所以你有了信心之后，你跟神就怎么样？心就靠近了。
So when we have faith, then we are closer to God.
第二个我上面没有的，请翻开诗篇119:81。
And then we turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119:81。
Psalm 119, verse 81.
诗篇119:81。好 ，OK, English first, please.
Psalm 119, verse 81.My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word.
好，我们的中文，我们念一次来。我心可想你的救恩，仰望你的应许。英文就这一句啊，英文里面有没有仰望？
I put my hope.
OK, 好，仰望意思是说，我就靠你了。
So the English says I put my hope. That means that.You're the only one I'm depending on.
我记得我要去念神学院的时候。
I remember when I entered the seminary.
我妈妈跟我讲了一句话。
My mother told me this.
我把我的希望全部放在你身上。
I have put my hope in you.
你完全的让我绝望了。
And now you have completely disappointed me.
所以不要把希望放在人身上。
So don't put your hope on people.
他后来学到了，把他的希望放在神的身上。
And then she learned that she needs to put.
因为他不认同我去念神学院。
To God, because she did not agree, did not allow me to go to.
所以你对神的应许，你需要相信他。
So to God's promise, you must believe first.
你需要仰望他。
And put yourself to Him.
第三个。
And then third,
神的应许，你需要向他求。
And then you must ask him.
我们看我们这个表上面的第一个经节，历代志下一章第九节，一起来，耶和华神啊，现在求你成就向我父大卫所应许的话，因你立我做这民的王，他们如同地上尘沙那样多。
Second Chronicles chapter 1 verse 9. Now, Lord God.Let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth.
所罗门王接续做王的时候，他很害怕。
When Solomon took the reign, and then he was afraid.
所以呢，他最需要的
，What he needed the most，
就是神答应他爸爸，当他看到他爸爸做王做的靠着神那么的。就是那么的好，所以呢，他现在很羡慕，就是跟我爸爸一样，你一定要答应。
He wanted that promise that God made to his father King David, that how grand that he became the king. He wanted that promise to him.
可见大卫的生命活出了神的应许。
Because David's life has fulfilled God's promise.
因为大卫总是走了。
Because now
所罗门靠谁
？So now King David is gone, and then who can King Solomon depend on?
所以所罗门转向他父亲的神说：“你以前答应的话算数哈，你一定要让他实现。”
So he turned to his father's God and said, "What you fulfilled to my father, fulfill that in me."
那我们看下面那个经节啊，《路加新约》《路加新约》《路加》。
And then you look.
上面有，他们有人需要帮他们翻一下。
Luke 11.
十一章十三节。路加福音十一章十三节，路加福音十一章十三节上面有，我们一起来念。你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？In Luke chapter 11 verse 13, if you then though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven?Give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
我本来是要前面先讲到这个新约的应许，谈到神要应许给我们圣灵，就是圣灵。这里提到给我们圣灵，这事实上是神的应许。
Yeah. God promised us that He would give us the Holy Spirit.
我跳过去，因为我怕时间的关系。
Because of time, I'm going to shorten it.
但是我要你先清楚说，这个圣灵是新约里面神应许要给每一个人的。
Holy Spirit is someone that God promised to give us in the New Testament time.
在这里这一段圣经的前面在谈什么呢
？Because before this passage,
在谈祷告。
It was talking about prayer.
你地上的爸爸，你跟他要，他都给你好东西。
The Father on earth, you ask, then he will give you the good things.
何况我这个天上的爸爸
？How much more the Heavenly Father will give you?
不把最好的给你吗
？Wouldn't he give you the best?
他认为什么最好
？What is the best?
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
为什么这个是最好
？Why is Holy Spirit the best?
在旧约时代的时候，神跟人是分开的，完全是没有联系的。
Because in the Old Testament, God and men were separated.
只有借着献祭或借着神特定的一些人来跟我们传一些话。
Only through the altar, only through the prophets that we can hear God.
有时候你会觉得很恐惧，神好远哦，好高哦，
it seems
我在这里。
It seems that God is so far, so high, that and we're down here.
你知道那是旧约时代的人的感受吗
？That was the feeling of the Old Testament.
现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
为什么不一样
？Why is different?
耶稣要走的时候，跟他的门徒说：“你不要忧愁。”
Because before Jesus departed, he said to his disciples, "Do not worry, fear not."
我就想说，神对我们真的是那么体贴，那么周到。
He really cared for us to the detail.
就好像这个。这个好像母鸡要走了，这个小鸡就不晓得怎么办。
It's like the hen is leaving, and then the little chicks will not know what they need to do.
耶稣要走十字架的路了。
Jesus is walking on the way of the cross.
耶稣说：“你放心，不要怕，不要忧愁。”
He said, "Do not worry."
我走了。
After I'm gone,
父差遣圣灵来。
Father is going to send the Holy Spirit
跟你们在一起。
To be with you,
而且也住在你的里面。
And dwell in you,
还用了一个永远那个字。
And forever.
以后不会再离开你了。
So he will not depart from you.
在旧约里面的应许是有一些看得见的好处的。
In the Old Testament, the benefit is something that's tangible.
就像以色列人他们凭着应许要进入迦南地。
Just like when the Israelites by faith enter into the promised land.
神答应给他们产业。
God promised the land.
应该说是胜利，一定会胜利，得胜。
Victorious victories.
什么仗都一定会得胜。
Whatever they fight, they will win.
哇，多好哈！然后呢，产业。
And the land.
他们会有自己的地。
They will have their own land.
你知道有自己的地的意义是什么
？Do you know what that means? Having
到美国来的时候，我们总觉得我们好像是流浪的人，对不对
？When we come to United States.
搬那里。
We feel like we're wanderers living here, living there.
当你有一个你自己的房子的时候
，When you have your own house,
你觉得我安心下来了。
Seems like we have settled here.
所以神答应给以色列人到了迦南地，本来不是他们的，他说你们会有自己的地、自己的产业。
So God promised the Israelites that when they enter the promised land, that they will have their own place.
第一个得胜的应许只成就了一半。
But the victory, the promised victory was fulfilled halfway.
他们没有全部都得胜。
They did not win all the battles.
第三个应许，神答应他们，让他们有安息。
And then the third is that they will have peace.
如果你注意看你的周报里面的经句，里面有一句是希伯来书第四章的，那个就是在讲神应许以色列人进入，要答应给他们安息。
Because God promised them that when they enter the land, the promised land, they will have rest.
什么叫做安息
？What is rest?
一个国家的百姓什么时候可以安息
？When can a nation be restful？
怎么样？不再有战争了。
They're not in war。
你不需要再怎么样草木皆兵，随时等着要待命要打仗。
You don't have to carry guns and you know, ready to go to battle。
神本来意思说你们打完这些仗得胜了，以后就不用再打仗，太平了。
God said after these battles you're done。Take off your armors.
很可惜
But unfortunately,
这个应许也没有实现
that promise was not fulfilled.
到今天还在打
They're still fighting today.
但是换到今天新约时代
But now come to the
我们这些弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个应许你如果注意看希伯来书这个应许还是给我们的
This is a promise in Hebrews is still for us.
这在指什么
What does that mean?
你的心里面不需要有内战啊
That means that you don't have to have a war in your heart.
圣灵情欲，圣灵情欲，我要的，我不要的，在打仗。
Holy Spirit, flesh, Holy Spirit, what I want, what I don't want.
你很自由了。
You can be free.
如果神说这样好
，God said this is good.
你就跟着走。
Follow that.
如果神说不好
，God said this is not good.
虽然我不要。
Then don't want him.
可是呢，我还是可以跟着走。
But I still can follow.
你不用在那里自己挣扎了。
You don't have to be in conflict.
所以这个安息事实上是应许里面的一个很大的原则。
Resting is a big is the biggest part in the promise.
好，我刚才讲到说这个旧约的应许是有形的。
So,
你可以看得到有范围的。
So promise in the Old Testament is tangible, something you can see.
到了新约的时候是圣灵。
And then in the New Testament is Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么
？Who is the Holy Spirit?
比如说今天亚生要跟我去远行。
Like for example, my daughter and I going to a trip.
不过现在要跟我女婿要带走了哈，他们两个跟我去远行。
Plus her husband, my son-in-law.
他们要去中国。
We're gonna go to China.
他们没去过。
They've never been to China.
他们就很紧张。
And they are very afraid.
妈妈，我该带什么东西
？What should I bring?
那我想一想，那么多讲不完，很难解释。
There's so many things that I have.
我说我跟你们去。
But I will go with you.
那这样能不能放心
？Then can they be
我道路到处是我的朋友。
I have so many friends.
弟兄姐妹。
So many brothers and sisters.
我知道那里需要什么。
I know what they want.
我说我跟你们去。
I will go with you.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
以前是求好处。
We ask for benefits from God.
现在新约的应许是什么
？But now in the New Testament,
圣灵
is that the Holy Spirit.
神自己三位一体的神，这个很难，对于还没有相信的人很难哈。神有三位父子圣灵，都就是只有一个神。但是呢，他有三个位格，本来是看不见的。然后呢，降生到世界上是耶稣。现在耶稣要走了，神说：“放心，放心，我差遣圣灵，一样是神自己。我差遣另外一个那种位格的模式的神，要永远的跟你在一起。”
Because God has a three person, one God, three person, and then the second person has become a flesh, and then, but Jesus is leaving, but then He promised that He will give us the third person to be with us.
每次我跟牧师出去的时候
，When I travel with my husband，
你绝对不会看到我的啊包包，带钱的包包。
You will not see that I will carry a purse。
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why？
我不用付钱。
Because I don't have to pay。
所以我什么都不用带，好轻松啊。
It's very easy。
就像这样子，这一位神跟你在一起。这个应许不是拥有所有的吗
？So when this God is with you, then all the promises are yours.
好，我们再回到刚才，我这个岔出去了，因为我有跳过要解释那个圣灵。那现在我们回到说，我们这个应许是我们跟神的一个交集的一个连接，一个是我们相信他，一个讨他喜悦，一个是我们仰望依靠他。然后现在呢，我们讲到我们要跟他求。好，就是我们应许你有了，你知道了，你要去求，你说神啊，我要跟你求，我按着你所讲的，我要这个。
So we said we believe in Jesus, we believe in God first, and then we have put our hope in Him, and then now we ask for Him.
我们当中有没有人说，如果你爱我的话，我不用求你就知道我需要什么，有没有这样
？And if you can say that, if you don't ask me,
I will know
that you love me.
有没有这种想法的？哎，太太们，你们不是这样吗？都不讲，然后说你应该要知道啊，不是吗？
Wise,
连这个都不知道。
The wise may say that may not have to say it, and then assume the husband will know it.
有没有这样？你的妻子有没有这样？妇女很喜欢那种爱，我不用说，你就已经都很体贴想到了。
Women love this kind of love that I don't have to say it, and then I experience it.
对不起，神不表达这种爱。
But God does not do it this way.
以前牧师哥常跟我讲一句话。
My wife, Reverend, my husband, tell me this.
我也是女人，我跟你们一样，说我很了解你们。好，有时候我心里就闷着。什么都不做，
would,
这个 你看得到啊。
I would not say it, and I say this is so clear that you should have seen it.
你爱我，你就要去做啊。
If you love me, then you should have done it.
你一定不爱我了。
Then you must not love me.
后来牧师跟我讲，就我常记得。
And then my husband said,
你说了。
If you say,
你要了。
You say you want it.
如果我没有做。
If I don't do it,
是我的错。
My fault.
如果你不说。
If you don't say it,
我没有做。
I don't do it,
是你的错。
Your fault.
有没有道理
？Reasonable， right？
他可能忘记了。这一句话给我一个约在那里，
so,
我一定要说。
That's the promise. That's the condition of the promise. I must say it.
而且帮助我们连接在一起，我不会猜想他怎么这样，他也不会觉得说你这个人怎么无理取闹。
So then, this will help us to make the connection.
所以，对运行你要祈求。
So we ask for that promise.
你跟他要。
Ask for it.
你如果没有要就给你的话
，And then if you don't ask and give it to you，
你不会感恩。
You will not be thankful。
其实我们生活中最大的滋味是什么？就是感谢。
The greatest thing that stirs us is being thankful。
感谢这些好处，感谢神所给我的，感谢这些，那你心就很满足。
Give us, you know, being thankful for what we have and what we receive, then this will grow us.
如果你的孩子们，你一直给他要的，他也给他，给他不要的也给他的话，他到有一天他不稀罕的。
And then if our children would give what they want or would give what they don't want, and one day they may not be thankful.
我有一次我在一群孩子的面前拿起一堆奖品。
One time I brought some awards among children.
在这边的话是一块钱就比较便宜的，对不对？
I think that for $1 is very cheap.
在台湾有这个十块钱十元商店。
There's some stores that's like a dollar store.
大概我们的三十 cent 哈，
It's sort of equivalent to the U.S. dollar 30 cents.
你知道我们是从那里买来的奖品。
I bought those awards from those stores.
我就报告说，你们如果做了这些，这些奖品是你们的。
I say if you do these, then these will be your awards.
我马上发现我的奖品没有作用。
And then suddenly realize that these awards is useless.
你看他们的脸就知道了。
Because I can see from their face.
稀罕。
It's nothing.
这个根本就是已经根本那个对他们讲已经没有什么作用了。
It's worthless.
所以你要求。
So you ask.
你求神不是故意刁难你
，He's not trying to give you trouble。
他要你去享受他给你的那种甜味。
But he wants you to taste the sweetness of receiving something.
第四个活在应许里面，就是 你要忍耐。
And the fourth is to be persistent.
因为是他给的。
Because he gives you.
有他的时间。
According his time.
有他的方法。
His way.
而且有时候不是按照你要的给你。
Not the way that according to your plan.
但是记得是最好的，因为是他应许，一定是最好的。
Because whatever he gives is the best.
如果我们当中有人习惯说神给我的总是不好的话，那我们对于神的应许就有误解了。
If you keep saying that whatever I receive God is not the best, then we will misunderstand His promise.
你要信任神给你的。
Believe in Him that He gives the best.
即使你不了解。
Not even, sometimes you may not understand it.
就像你要求孩子吃菠菜。
Sometimes you will ask your children to eat vegetables.
对他的身体好。
Good for them.
孩子不喜欢吃。
They don't want it.
就像有时候会有这种情况发生。
This will happen to us.
可是是为了你好。
But for our own good.
所以神给你拖一点时间。
So he will prolong.
换一些内容。
Change the context a little bit.
是对你最好的。
Good for you.
所以圣经说我的好处不在你以外。
So scripture says that all our good things is not.Outside from you.
这个经节希伯来书第六章十二节说，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
In Hebrews 6,
12
says that we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
所以我要讲的这一些，不管是祈求，或者是相信，或是仰望，或者是忍耐。事实上，你忍耐的时候，你在等谁？等神，对不对
？Regardless of what we said about believing, put hope on, and asking, and being persistent, is that we persistent because of God.
所以你整个生命的方向就是向着他。
Because our direction is to Him.
所以让你跟神就连接起来了。
And then how we connect with God.
那有一天应许成真的时候
，And then when the promise is being fulfilled，
我们跟神之间一起满足，一起高兴。
Then both parties are happy。
我们看一个经节，我们上面可能是没有的。
Let's look at a scripture。
我们看一下哥林多后书一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verse 20。
二十节。哥林多后书第一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verse 20。
好，我们一起来。神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Second Corinthians chapter one verse 20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
神给我们。那么多的应许
，God has given us so many promises.
旧约跟新约在一起66卷
，Old Testament, New Testament, 66 books，
都是给你的
，All for you，
也是给我的
，For me。
那我们首先我们确定都是真的
，So first we realize that we recognize that they are all true, all genuine.
但是神实现他的应许有一个目的
，But there's a purpose for him.For him to realize these promises,
他要得什么？
For him to
得荣耀，
to be glorified.
因为我们让神得荣耀。
Because we want God to be glorified.
当你活在应许当中的时候，
When we live in God's promise,
你了解为什么我刚才说别人会因为你去看到这一位让应许成真的神？
Because other people will see you.That the promise of God has fulfilled in your life.
所以，因为我们活在神的应许里面。
Because we live in God's promise.
所以我们无形中在彰显神。
And then we are demonstrating God.
在荣耀神。
Glorifying God.
今天我要跳过那个旧约的模式跟新约的，我本来有一个旧约的模式跟新约的应许模式。我时间到了，但是不管怎么样，我想今天。让我们有这样的渴望。
So I hope that we have this eagerness in our heart.
我要活在神的应许里面。
I want to live in God's promise.
我不管你有沮丧。
You may have despair.
我不管你的性格问题或身体问题或者是情绪问题。
Or problems in the personality, health.
或者是你的前途的问题。
Or the future.
你很会忧虑。
That you may worry.
你都不需要这样过日子。
You don't have to be like that.
就像上次妈咪讲的。
Like the Reverend Schwartz said.
你不需要这样过日子。
You don't have to live like that.
就是一个非常宝贝的神答应你的。如果你要我列出项目，有包括哪一些的应许，我想我列不完。
We have a God's promise, and then it's impossible to list them all.
不要错失它。
So don't miss it.
不要忽略它。
Don't ignore it.
刚刚我讲过，应许就是神的话。
Because God's promise is God's word.
他要对你说的话。
He wants to speak to you.
他要向你实现的话。
He wants to fulfill that in you.
如果你不知道他向你说什么话。
If you don't know what he's talking to you.
你如何去支取他的应许？
How can you stand on his promise?
享受他的应许。
To enjoy his promise.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹。
So I hope brothers and sisters.
好好的持守拥有神的应许。
To sustain, to maintain your heart in God's word.
如果我们当中还没有相信的人，
and then if you're not yet a believer,
我要告诉你，
I'd like to tell you this.
为什么基督徒有那么大的平安？
Because why Christians has such peace in their heart?
有那么多的爱。
Have such a great love.
昨天牧师他最高兴的，他说：“哎呀，我看到弟兄姐妹如此的。”来，大家一起来帮忙。他看到我们一家都动起来，全家都动起来，他非常的欣慰。
Yesterday, Reverend Shi was so happy to see that all of us to help as a whole one family.
他为我们整个教会高兴。
Also, he's so happy for our church.
他看到我们那种爱，彼此的扶持，这个就是基督徒的这种生命。
Because the love that we help each other, and that's the Christian life.
很多没有信主的人不能相信，说怎么有这种没有条件的爱。
Some non-Christians may not understand that we have such unconditional love.
我们有那么多的满意的喜乐。
That we have such a satisfied contentment.
不是快乐，快乐是外面引起的，喜的是里面涌出来的。
Not happiness by the external environment, but it's the internal happiness in our heart.
我常听到有人跟我说，师母你怎么那么沉得住气？
Some ask me that, how come you are so calm?
你不会担心吗？
That you're not worried?
如果这个时候问我的是不还不认识耶稣的人，
If it's a non-believer asking me,
我会很荣幸的跟他说，因为我有耶稣。
And then I will be so honored to tell them that because I have Jesus.
所以如果我们当中有人还不认识耶稣，
So if you are not yet a believer,
找一点时间去了解神要给人的应许。
Take some time to know God's promise in this book.
因为他是爱。
Because he is love.
他非常的爱每一个人。
He loves everyone.
即使你不认识他，
Even though you do not know him,
他还是非常的爱你。
He loves you.
他有一堆的宝贝的要答应要给你的。
He has so many treasures that I want to give it to you.
等着你去领。
Waiting for you to receive it.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们用感恩的心在这里敬拜你。我们在这里聚集的时候，我们就再次想到，我们是你草场的羊，是你的百姓，何等的爱！你借着那么长远的历史，让你的儿子降生到世上，把我们这一群迷失的羊找回到你的羊圈，用你儿子的生命换回我们永生的生命。主，你没有把我们丢下成为孤儿，如今你把你千千万万的应许放在我们的面前，让我们愿意抓着你的应许向前走。主，求你特别的赐福我们这一群你面前的百姓。我们知道我们如羊的愚昧，找不到方向，无知有限，但是你仍然是那一位永远看顾我们的好牧者。主，我们就依靠你，愿你的话语在我们的心里面听得明白，而且在我们的生活中成为我们的力量，成为我们实际的养分。我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名， Amen。 再一句补充就好了，一句
One last word。
刚才我提到的那些喜乐啦，就是应许的一个所得到的那些项目。
So all the things that we will gain, the top 10 things that we listed, the joy, the peace, and so on.
你就把它想象成维他命。
Think of it as a vitamin.
你的身体需要维他命。
Your body needs vitamin.
每一个人都需要这些灵。